So welcome everybody to our first Sunday service of the year. A little bit different this year. Instead of doing a Sunday angel service, this year we're going to be doing Sunday master services. So Sunday services with input from the ascended masters rather than the archangels. Just a few rules, and if you can pin back your ears, because we have amended our rules for this year, so they will be a little bit different. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the channeled messages that I will give. And those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday Master Service page of the website where you clicked to join us this evening. If you want to record the service yourself, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so. But please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There aren't any course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer or the blessing that we're going to use or a script of the meditation, you can email Sue Little, who has agreed to administrate this for me, via this, where is it? This email address, which is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. And Sue will send you a PDF of those prayers and blessings and that meditation script back to you. The meditation scripts are copyright to me. So if you intend to share them in any way or reproduce them in any way, you will need to write to me to get my written permission to do so. If you have any questions that arise either from today's channeling or the meditation or a message that you receive, you can email directly edwincourtney@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you. I answer questions on lectures, Sunday services, workshops for free, so you can always contact me about those. I would suggest that if you get a message and you want to ask me something about it, you will need to give me a nudge in regards to what the message was, because I probably won't remember having given you that message after the end of the evening, because it's channeled and it's not coming from inside my brain. That's why it's suggested that you get a notepad and pen so that you scribble down anything in regards to messages that you might receive this evening. I would always encourage you to listen to the messages that are given to other people, because sometimes that information is equally as relevant for other people as it is for the person that that message is being given to. So don't kind of tune out when the message isn't for you, because there may be something kind of hidden in a message for someone else. There'll be no question and answer moments this evening, because it is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. At the moment, you're all muted, which is how the majority of the evening will proceed, and this just cuts out any background noise and prevents any distractions from occurring. Right, let's get started then. So, tonight, we are going to use the Great Invocation as our opening prayer. Some of you, many of you, I would imagine, will be very familiar with the Great Invocation. It's a mantra invocation that was channeled slash created by the great Alice Bailey, the theosophist and channel, way back in 1937. Alice Bailey said of the invocation, "Some time ago, I gave out to the world, under instruction from the Christ, an invocation that is destined to become of major usefulness in bringing about certain great events. These are an outpouring of love and light upon mankind from Shambhala," that's the realm of the masters, "an invocatory appeal to the Christ, the head of the hierarchy, to reappear, and the establishing on earth of the divine plan to be accomplished willingly by humanity itself." Now, I will just say before we do this that I used to struggle with certain elements of the Great Invocation. I wasn't very keen on the use of the word God. I wasn't very keen on the word of the use of Christ. I wasn't very keen on the fact that it refers to mankind rather than humanity. But I've kind of overcome all that. I used to do a version that replaced the word God with the divine and Christ with Christ consciousness and mankind with humanity, but it doesn't scan right. It doesn't have quite the same impact of the rhythm of the energy. So we're going to use the original version. And I would just say, if you struggle with some of those words, just kind of replace them in your head, as it were, and don't try to get too caught up on the semantics of them, as it were. So if you'd like to close your eyes and take a few moments, I'm going to pop a little bit of background music on. Let me just make sure that my settings are correct. There we are. Okay, so close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, make sure you're nice and comfortable. And we'll begin. So I'm going to speak the invocation, and I'd like you to speak the words after me. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. I'm going to speak the invocation again, and this time I just want you to listen to the words, and I want you to try and focus on their meaning, on what the words mean for you. And I want you to acknowledge that this is an invocation, an active practice of calling and manifestation into being. So hold that intent as you hear the invocation spoken one more time. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Now I want you to keep your eyes closed, and we're going to move straight into this evening's meditation. Take a few breaths and close your eyes. Listen to the sound of the music and allow your body and mind to settle. Allow any intruding thoughts that enter into your mind to pass through it like clouds on a windy summer's day, acknowledging the thoughts but not entertaining them, allowing them to float gently through your mind, leaving it clear and empty and at peace. As you continue to breathe, you feel yourself start to become lighter, and in your mind's eye, you see the air you are breathing as a brilliant, pale golden mist. As the mist enters into you, it passes through your breath into your body, flowing through your blood and bones, deep into your muscles and organs. The soft golden light passes into your meridians and flows through your chakras. It bleeds out into your aura through your subtle bodies and shimmers and shines all around you. The more prana you breathe in, the lighter you feel yourself becoming. And after a little while, you feel as if you are beginning to float away. You are leaving your body, heavy and clumsy, behind. You are lifting higher and higher into the spiritual planes which interpenetrate our own. You are sailing, gliding, soaring through coloured veils of light and energy, rising higher and higher with each breath taken, leaving limitation behind, free, unbound, limitless energy, higher and higher, floating into the finer dimensions beyond. After a little while, your ascent begins to slow, and through the veils of coloured light before you, you see a brilliant, sparkling diamond. The diamond is multifaceted and shining. It rotates slowly in the coloured light which surrounds it, sparkling and radiating brilliant rays of rainbow-coloured light out into space. Slowly you float towards the diamond, drawn by its brilliant aura of colour, captured by the radiant purity of its energy, until finally, slowly, you are drawn deep inside. For a moment, all you see and feel is a brilliant white purity that penetrates deep inside you. But after a moment, the light clears, and you find yourself standing in an enormous crystalline hall. As your eyes acclimatize to the brilliant wonder, you realize you are not alone, but rather surrounded by a host of brightly colored men and women, each surrounded in a halo of colour that is the same as their robes. They have large, bright eyes and soft, kind faces, and they are smiling at you as you gaze at them, their energy reaching out to you and welcoming you here. A voice, which seems to come from nowhere and everywhere, whispers, "Do not be afraid. You are in Shambhala, the realm of the Ascended Masters, the Sisterhood and Brotherhood of Light. We have drawn you here that we might know you better, and that you might know us too. Relax, and allow one of us to come to you." You begin to recognise some of the faces that stare at you as the Ascended Masters now. The more familiar faces that you recognise from history books or religious stories. Images that you have seen. Then, a single brilliant beam of soft-coloured hue descends upon you, holding you within its light. Slowly, a presence forms before you in that beam. It is the Master who seeks to align with you now. The Master who holds guidance or healing or power that you need at this moment in time. Open your mind. Let them speak to you. Let them blend their energy with your own. Let them fill you with knowledge and give you exactly what it is that you require. Open yourself to their presence and rest in their light, and be accepting of whatever other guidance or advice they give, whatever it might be that you see or feel or know. Before you return, hear the voice of the Masters as they speak to you. Their voice spoken through me in trance, offering guidance and love for all at this moment in time. Those who have gone before you have paved the way, leaving behind wisdom and technology that must not be discounted. Although it is commonplace in time that all things age and change and are therefore no longer applicable to the path that you now tread, some things are resolute and eternal. The Great Invocation is a powerful mantra that was given to aid the light workers of the world in their ascension, in their work on earth, in grounding and anchoring the divine design for the planet and humanity. Although the words used may have dated somewhat, it is important to try to be transcendent of falling into the trap of their binary presentation. And rather than attempting to rewrite that which has over time accumulated a powerful thought form energy, as well as the energy that flows through it. Using the capacity of your mind to reinterpret those words that you might struggle with, so that the original mantra might still be utilized with the deeper interpretation applied. It is also important, as the mantra is recited, to contemplate its meaning, the meaning that it has for you, and the meaning that it has for your world. It is important to ponder over those parts of it that resonate and do not resonate, in order for you to find a deeper meaning and interpretation of those elements that might now seem less compatible with your belief. A few examples that we might contribute would be to contemplate what exactly is meant by the Christ. Is this an invocation for the return of that great spirit to the earth, or an invocation for the rising of the Christ force to return with inside each and every man and woman on the planet? When the invocation asks to call upon the light to seal the door where evil dwells, is this referencing an external negative force, or maybe the evil force that resides within mankind as a result of their inappropriate use of the power of free will and ego in order to circumvent the will of the divine and right action taking place here on the planet now? When we talk about the little will of man, do we feel comfortable with this concept? Or is there part of our own little will that rails against it still, rather than surrendering to the higher power and the higher truth? Invocations and mantras such as these were created and presented in order to be educatory, in order to help promote and prompt ascension and expansion of consciousness, and to be used to ground the light of the divine and the masters into the body, mind, heart, and spirit, and into the world around you, so that the divine plan might be better grounded on earth now. Open your mind then to all these truths, all these possibilities, and all these concepts. Use the mantra for yourself and for your world, and use those other mantras and prayers given too, remembering that however old they might be, there is truth and power rooted in them, which may in many ways be more relevant now than it has ever been before. The tools then are at your disposal. Scour the internet and books in order to find them, and use them as you venture forwards on your path. These words are given in love and light. May they aid you as you move through the month that lies ahead. Slowly now, the presence of the Master who stands beside you begins to recede, stepping back into the circle of waiting masters that surrounds you. The same voice that you heard before, everywhere and nowhere, speaks to you again. It is now time for you to return, beloved one, but know that whenever you need to commune with us, all you have to do is retrace the steps that have led you here, and we will be waiting to embrace you in our circle of wisdom, energy, and love. Slowly, the figure of the Ascended Masters and Lady Ascended Masters begin to blur back into the brilliant colors of their auras, shimmering and shining in the great crystalline hall. And they vanish and fade. You begin to feel yourself returning. You find that the great hall around you is consumed with the same brilliant light that it emerged from. You find yourself outside of it, looking at the multifaceted diamonds spinning in the brilliant multicolored dimension where you first arrived. Slowly and gently, you are pulled back, falling, tugged along the same invisible path which brought you here, journeying slowly but gently, down, 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 back through the veils of brilliant color, breathing in and returning, breathing in and out, returning, until finally you begin to feel the pull of your physical body calling you back home. The colored lights begin to fade as you start to feel the floor beneath you, the chair beneath you, and the gentle rhythm of the in and out of your breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, gently stretch a little. Make sure that you are fully grounded by breathing a little deep red light from the base chakra down through your legs and out through the feet into the earth below. Let the roots travel deep and wide like the roots of a tree, connecting you to the physical plane and pulling you back firmly into your physical form. Take a moment to center yourself in the now by listening to the sounds around you and bringing yourself back into the present moment. Breathe a little soft golden yellow light into the solar plexus center to help with this, and slowly and gently in your own time, open your eyes. Return safe and sound in this time and space, and if you feel the need, add a little psychic protection around you by visualizing yourself in a violet bubble or wearing a cloak of deep gold or silver. Take a few final deep breaths and return. Okay, so please remember, if you have any questions that have arisen from the opening prayer, from the meditation, from the channeling, don't forget you can email me about any of that free of charge, edwincourtney@gmail.com. Before we begin our messages this evening then, just a few notices. So the next lecture is on the 7th of February, that's this coming Tuesday. This is our lecture, Teachings from My Guide, and the first of those lectures is about the anatomy of the soul. We're going to be exploring what the soul, the higher self is, what soulmates are, what soul families are, what simultaneous incarnation is, what temporal incarnation is, all that kind of stuff. And there's going to be meditations and channelings too. Our next channeled evening won't be until the 21st of February, and our channeled evenings are all about angels. And the first of those will be about the Archangel Sandalphon, the Archangel of the physical plane and the Archangel of Prayer. Our next workshop is on the 26th of February, and that's our Star Beings workshop, where we'll be looking at extraterrestrial beings and the Ascended Master Ashtar, the Ascended Master who is connected to star beings and star seeds and their part in the divine plan. And we are hoping this month to start our new monthly free service, Monthly Messages from the Master Saint Germain. So keep your eyes peeled for notification in regards to that via my social media platforms and also our mailing list. Right, I'm going to stop the recording.